This is CliffCentral.com. Fashion Lab on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to the Fashion Lab. My name is Liz Ogumba-Regisford, your host, and thank you for tuning in once again. Now, on today's show, we're discussing our topic around brand identity and image through product packaging, which is a big conversation to be had. So thank God we are having it here. We are joined by a very special guest, and we will be plugging her in soon. Now, according to some research, I came across something on Warehouse Bizongo's blog on WordPress, and basically what they're saying is, look, to become different, it's very important for businesses to actually stand out in every creation. Now, you think about it, from the fabric to the sewing of the whatever garment or product it is, to the quality of the corrugated box in which the clothes are shipped, every single detail makes or breaks a customer. So it's obviously vital to keep up with the changing trends when it comes to packaging in this whole world, on all kinds of businesses. So this is not exempt to fashion. This is literally applies on every across every field. Now, this is where creative packaging can also make or break your business, bringing all the difference to your sales today more than ever, because obviously attractive packaging is also a major factor that actually drives sales for businesses of various sectors to deal in consumerism. Now, customers get hooked to your product only when they feel good about the purchase. And at such a time, obviously, a beautiful, unique packaging is like your icing on the cake. So in a nutshell, I'm not going to bore you with all of this. The truth is we have a special guest who will be helping us unpack this a bit more around this topic. Obviously, we're also joined by our in-house crew. But yes, let's keep in mind, as a fashion brand, the bottom line is your packaging should create some sort of eagerness and interest in the consumer's mind. It has to help that consumer envision the exceptional experience that your product actually provides. So before we get into deep, we're joined by our contributor, Edgy Benson from New York. Edgy, welcome to the show with your echoes from New York.
Thank you, Liz. How are you doing?
I'm feeling Ire. Everything Ire, you know? We're just hanging in there. Thank you very much. It's refreshing to be sitting here as well. So it's really good. The sun's shining, the sky is blue. No clouds in view, so we're good. We are very good. Who are you wear? Who made your clothes today? And should I say what you're wearing? Because you know I'm almost getting tired of this particular part. Should I just put a disclaimer for the rest of the year on the website saying Edgy will be wearing Diesel, so that every time you explain you're wearing whatever top, they know you're not bottomless. They know that.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna be really different today. I'm gonna say today I'm wearing my skin. Designed by God.
Oh my God. Wow. Whoa. Edgy, did you really take it there? You know, we don't want to get bashed on social media. We do not want to kill the cred of this show. I know that we are natural. I know we love all of this natural, keeping it clean, keeping it solid. But are you really seriously sitting in nothing on? That's just...
No.
Okay.
I'm seriously wearing my skin.
Okay, Edgy, I think we're going to just leave you alone for now and allow me to introduce our other special contributor who's joining us on the show, Francisca Marzilli, who's also a fashion expert all the way from Lisbon.
Hello, Liz.
Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome to the
show.
Welcome to the show, Francisca, and don't feel shy to laugh. And also for our listeners, if you think it's funny, just laugh your mind away. But anyway, welcome to the show, Francisca. Who are you wearing and who made your clothes?
Today, I declined my black outfits of every time and dressed in a nude silky skirt by the Albini Donna collection from the autumn-winter collection of mine. So it's a very new piece for me.
It's very...
And a white from the summer collection, white trousers.
Nice.
Very nice. You seem
today,
like you're feeling fresh.
No black.
No black. Well, welcome to the show and thank you for joining us once again.
Thank you.
Now, for those of you who are tuned in for the first time, this is where we hold it down every Thursday, 2 to 3 p.m. Central African time. And we really want to just dissect the business behind fashion to allow us to progress in every way, to smile to the bank and all of that progress, as you would know. If you're tuned in for the first time as well, keep your tweets coming. We're at Fashion Lab AF on Instagram. We're at Fashion Lab Africa on Facebook. And we're are Fashion Lab Africa on Facebook and Instagram, and we are Fashion Lab AF on Twitter. We'd love to hear from you. Also, a quick reminder, my favorite segment at the end of the show is called Who Would You Want to Dress and Why? So think about that. If you have nothing to think about or nothing to talk about before the show's over, this is definitely where you could come in, share with us your thoughts or your who's or your whys. We call that our red glass of wine. So let's get further into our topic about or around brand identity and image through product packaging. We're joined by a very special guest. She's a fashion expert and sales director who's been playing in the fashion market with over 20 years experience and currently sales director at the Mainetti Group. Allow me to welcome onto the show Tiziana Menaspa. Tiziana, welcome to the show.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Tiziana. Hi. How are you?
You're welcome.
Nice to meet you all.
Nice to meet you too, Tiziana. Well, welcome to the show. Was that a good intro or could I tweak it a bit?
Sorry?
I said, was that a good introduction or should I tweak it a bit?
It was such a perfect introduction that I'm really, I will have difficulty to talk about it.
Okay.
And introduction, actually.
Don't worry, you're only going to have to buy me something. I'll tell you after the show what you're going to have to buy me, and then I'll just send you a recording of it, and you can always pop it out, everyone. Every time someone asks you, Tiziana, who are you? You can always pop it up. Welcome to the show. Who are you wearing before we start? So who are you wearing and who made your clothes today? You can be creative if you want.
Okay. Yeah, so today I'm wearing a black silk dress of the Italian brand Twinset, and a necklace of pearl weight necklace of Twinset as well, and a white t-shirt. That's it.
Nice.
It's very good.
But as our friend from New York, I'm barefoot.
Well, we can accept barefoot, Tiziana. Barefoot is good,
but not visible. But not visible.
Yes, but bear everything else. We do not want to bear everything else, so it's okay. We'll let you slide with your bare feet. Anyway, so Tiziana, thank you for joining us on the show, and congratulations on your work, in this industry, obviously, especially around the packaging and branding space. Let's talk about your work within the brand packaging and image space a bit, just to give our listeners a background of, you know, where you come from or your background and why you're actually in this business.
Well, my background is, let's say that I was born in a region in Veneto and in Vicenza, particularly, which is my hometown, where the industry, the textile industry, is a very it's a very important industry. So, for instance, there are many important industries such as Marzotto or Diesel that was mentioned before, Benetton, close to us. So, you know, actually, it was very common to be working or interested in the fashion and in the textile industries in this area. So that was my passion since the beginning, in effect. So I've always worked in the fashion industry. At the beginning, also working, let's say, in a more directly with a garment producer, with a garment factory or the garment brands, or the fashion brands. And this is always has always been the sector that I've loved, in effect. Okay, so from the beginning, where I was more working in a context linked to the creation of the garments and of the brands, then moving to the packaging, which, as you said before, is very important mostly nowadays for the fashion industries.
So it's great to have you on the show. I'd love us to maybe just start touching base on why you would think, or sort of advice you would give those brands that are still skeptical or haven't really wrapped their minds around getting into focusing and, you know, investing in very good packaging, because obviously that is a big, big extension of the brand. What would be your advice, or what would be your two cents? Or why would you say it's so crucial to actually pay attention to the packaging side of branding when it comes to our brands, whether it's fashion and beyond?
Because nowadays, where the competition is so strong, and where when the offer that we have, the final public has, is so vast and so huge, it's fundamental, in my opinion, to identify the brands. So since apart from the very, very hard brand, from the, let's say, the luxury, where we can easily recognize the brand, or where we have, we talk about haute couture, for instance, then we can appreciate fabrics, we can appreciate handmade dress. Then there are all the rest of the brands and different segment, different level, where the competition is really nowadays in the presentation and in the image and in the attraction that they are able to transmit to the market or to the final client. So all the single details that a brand can imagine, think and create to vehiculate his brands is fundamental. So all what is accessory, all what is packaging, talking about hangers, I'm talking about boxes, I'm talking about handbags, I'm talking about sweet covers, are fundamental to vehiculate the brand. As much as you are able to create something very identifying for the brand, it's something that creates automatically a very cheap, if we want, vehicle of marketing and of advertising of the brand. Because nowadays we all look at the magazine, all the magazine are, it's, I mean, 50% are is advertising. So you look at it one day, but then it's forget. Instead, the packaging is something that is very well done. It's something very special. You keep at home. A well done handbags, you will not throw it. So it's something that you carry on. You walk on the street. So it's advertising for free, if you want. You invest once, but you have a free advertising for a long time.
Echi and Francisca, we'd love to hear from you as well as we continue this conversation.
I want to ask one thing to Tiziana. Tiziana, do you think that the duty of the packaging in general is done in one part, in a small part, in more impactive, more instantaneous part in a shop, in a window, and then the rest of the duty is made home when you take your package home, your hanger, and you hang it in your wardrobe, and you look at it, continually look at it during the use, the months, when you take it home.
Yeah, there's the two parts, let's say. So one part is to make your brand attractive in the shop.
Yeah.
We have to think that nowadays there are a lot of brands close to one to each other in a mall, or in the streets. Yes. There are commercial streets, mm-hmm. there are brands. So you have to create something to attract one client to enter in your shop or boutique, mm-hmm. rather than in the other one. So this is the first duty and aim and target that a brand has. The second one is to do something that is so nice and new and attractive that the client will take a home, by the way, and keep at home. Because obviously, if you do something very basic and very common, I mean, if you give me a white and very simple and very cheap bags, for instance, for sure I will throw it. But if you give me something very special that can be transformed, for instance, in a box that I can carry, you know, because I have to put something inside during the day and walk out, I will take it.
But would we also say that, you know, the merchandising part of it is definitely an extension of how the brand actually looks to the consumer, and therefore, just to add on that, is to also say that if the merchandising is not necessarily fancy and fabulous and really exciting and inviting, then who's even going to look there? So I think it's like a yin yang, where as much as the packaging has to be way above unique and very special on its offering, the packaging, the merchandising also has to be. And what I worry about sometimes is, or what I question is, the fact that when you stock your brand in your own store, it's very different, because you have 120%, you have full control of how the look and feel, how the clothes are set up, what type of packaging, what type of hangers, what type of all of that stuff. Whereas when you're a brand and you decide, okay, fine, you probably have a home store, and then you decide to expand a bit. So you obviously have some of your stuff at Macy's, you have some of your stuff at Selfridges. It is really, does it almost feel like it's beyond your control when it comes to how they're going to present your range? So you guys who are in the industry, also maybe help me understand. I'm sure there's stores that you can negotiate with and say, look, this is the look and feel of the brand, so make sure that this is how it looks, this is how it feels. We're sending you our hangers, we're sending you our bags. But for big department stores like Selfridges, how do you go around that? Because you want to make sure the merchandising is also very important and very well done.
Yeah. Yeah, as you said, more and more the brands are looking for, you know, to transmit their image, their philosophy. So more and more they want big department stores such as Selfridges or, well, other European ones to maintain and keep their own packaging, their own display inside the movement, inside the multi-brand store, let's say. So more and more, this is what happened.
And just to add to that, though, I think the big stores, actually, one of the attractions to you as a brand is your packaging, you know? So they want to keep that packaging, you know? They also demand that you have very deliberate packaging that identifies your brand and empowers your brand. What I want to ask Tiziana, though, how do you see it in this day of online marketing, where everything, I mean, online retail, where, you know, you can't, the consumer can't really feel and touch the product, which is, touch and feel does also form part of this packaging. Like, you kind of relate the touch and the feel of the product to the box you get, you know, they kind of tie up together. But I don't know how does a company work? How do you approach packaging when you are online, when most of your market is online? I think this is very important for designers as retail goes and as retail becomes more and more virtual.
Yeah, it's also important, and the important part in there, in the e-commerce, so in all what is e-commerce says nowadays, is that even in there, there's a need. So I'm meeting quite a lot of clients that are asking for something special. They say, well, I do not want to make my nice garments arrive in a simple, you know, in a very simple and standard carton box, paper box. Yeah. I want that when they open the carton box, that obviously is necessary, and we also do this type of packaging, but I want that the client inside, I want him to find her, to find inside something special. Can be, you know, a bag in a fabric, in cotton, or can be a special box that, again, the client can keep it. So also in there, they want to identify the brand and to offer something special, rather than simply, you know, a box where they open and they find whatever they have bought inside. So there's also a big work of marketing in there, in this new, let's say, segment.
Yes, Tiziana, how deal with packaging means to work in the same table of the customers that in your case are the most important brands in the world. Isn't it like working a bit with them, not only for them?
Yes, absolutely.
Because it's very enriching, I imagine.
Sorry?
It has to be very enriching, very enriching, yeah.
Yes, of course, because it's, I mean, we and I work in two ways. I mean, I can prepare after having studied a brand, by the way, visiting shops, trying to understand their philosophy, their image, their mission, whatever. So I study the brand, and I prepare something that I think is in line with their brand identity and so. Or the other way is that I'm meeting the designer, the creative people, the visual merchandising people, the VM and so, and together we create something. So listening to them, because I consider that listening to the client is the best way to create a collaboration and a longer term collaboration, is listening to them, understanding what are they need. So starting from there to think and propose the best accessory, the best package that I or product that I can offer to them. So again, two ways. Rather they have no idea, they want to do something better and something special and something particular that I study and propose, or we work together to create something new. There are many situations nowadays where many brands want something absolutely exclusive in terms of shape, in terms of material, because also material now, I'm not saying something new, all the brands are working on touching all our senses. So it's very important, the touch, so the fabrics or the products or the finishing that we use. So there are really thousands of things that have to be think about when we propose and create something together. But it's true, the part of a collaboration, the creative part is absolutely important and fundamental to arrive to attain something special and exclusive for a brand.
Tiziana, I want to find out from you
that I want to add is that the nowadays, as Francesca said before, we're working with top brands, let's say, with a very high-end brands. But we are also working with, let's say, very important clients, but let's say of medium-low level, okay, where the volumes are enormous. But even there, they want something very special, more and more, and I dare say, the more a brand is, let's say, consider a low segment brand, the more they want their image to go up to the middle. Even though their products is produced or the cost is very low, sometimes they are investing more absurdly in an accessory rather than in a production of a garment.
Tiziana, could we just also, obviously we've got our listeners who also might be just curious. Let's talk about the different types of packaging, but maybe narrow it down to maybe your what you would consider the three key products or whatever it is, the three key things when to think about packaging. So what is it that a brand maybe who hasn't thought about it or a brand who's venturing into it should always remember to do? So for example, we know hangers are very important. We know that
hangers,
yes, we know that clothing hangers are very important for packaging.
Absolutely. From hangers, so are absolutely important, because when you enter and you ask to buy something, in any case you see the hanger. So it's important, the hanger is important. The first thing to consider for a brand is to put their logo, the brand, on the hanger, at least, and the minimum. Then the hanger is important because it really, after all the difficulties and the work that there is for some brands to present the best and to create a perfect jacket, the perfect wearability of the jacket, it's important that the hanger maintain and show all the works that have been done to present this garment at the best.
So a question again, Tiziana, just to clarify more on the hanger, because people think, okay, I'll get a hanger, I'll brand it, but that's not enough. It's about also making sure that the hanger is a certain quality. The branding is also placed within a certain level of quality. And obviously, Francisca and Edgy, you guys are also in this business. So it's a great time to also just share with our listeners, especially brands that are venturing into this only now, to just know, with regard to where we are today in 2017, we're in October, what is it that's so fresh about, like, what type of wood, if you're thinking wood and hanger, if you're thinking something else, what type of material would be able to place you on a certain level, so that when you're merchandising, I mean, when your people walk into your store and they look at your racks, it's already inviting enough. And then obviously the placement of the logo is another conversation. So while we are on the hanger topic, let's just open that a bit, please.
I think I do want to add to what you had asked Tiziani, but in terms of the hangers, I think there's, in that area though, there's a lot of materials, new materials that people are using. Mm-hmm. So wood is good, but there are also all kinds of plastics and all kinds of
wood
really
is
cool.
Heavy.
Yeah, there are all kinds of really cool materials. I think mostly it's like knowing a jacket, knowing a dress, knowing a shirt, what hangers are for each of these items, you know, not just putting a coat on a dress hanger, those kinds of things. Are important because it shows care, you know, and also it helps the garment to hang better, and also doesn't affect the fabric very well. Like if you hang a jacket on a shirt hanger, it's not great for the shoulders of the jacket, you know. Those kinds of things are important.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to ask Tiziani is this. Okay, so what are the points, you know, that are important for a designer to understand that affect a customer's perception of packaging at
yes.
what point, you know,
yeah.
because you're either online or offline. If you're offline, you are in a store, you know, how important is it that your clothes are hanging right as we're talking about now about hangers? And if you're online, what are your packaging points that are strong? You know, is it the imagery? Is it how the website is laid out? Because all of this is packaging, and
yes.
it's what helps the customer, the ease at which he can shop. It's all part of how you package your product. So I'm just trying to find out what is important for designers to understand, the important points along the packaging expressway.
It's important to understand, as I was introducing before or mentioning before, that the work that there is behind a dress, and Francesca knows it very well, it's so big to make it, visible in the best of its condition, and showing and really improving all the work that has been done, that cannot be destroyed by the way that it's hang on. So the hanger becomes very important there, because there are such a variety of weight, of the dimension of hangers that are done and studied exactly to make the presentation in store of the at the best of the garments. There are many studies about material to give an anti-slip effect. There are hangers with a finishing velvet, not only for giving elegance to the shop and to exhibition, but also to give an anti-slip effect to the garments. There are, you know, many type of sleeveless dress. So there are hangers that are studied to for any specific demand of the market in hanging. There are hangers with a very anatomic study and construction that really reproduce the shoulder part, the neck part of the human body. Really, because when you wanted to hang a jacket of an eye brand and a sartorial jacket to be hung properly and to really improve every single detail, and so on. There are clip hanger, because if you have a very delicate fabric like a silk, like a velvet, doesn't mark. So really, it's a word in effect. Mm-hmm. It's a word at the service of the fashion industries, because of the fabrics. Sometimes also fabrics have a certain reaction close to plastic, so you have to study, or to rubber, so you have to study a material that doesn't allow the fabric to react to the light or to chemical components. So there are, I dare say, there are aesthetical reasons to display the dress at the best, the garment at the best, but then there are a lot of problems during the production or during the transport that have to be solved by hanger, because garments travel on hangers.
It's true.
So can we just say, Tiziana, thank you so much for that input, just so we can move on to other topics around packaging. I think for those who are tuned in, it's also really good for you to just go do your research and find out what hanger would be suitable, or what hangers would be suitable for your brand based on your styles, yes, and your personality and whatever it is that you're trying to actually sell to the world. Now, I want to go to a different, I want us to touch base on packaging. Would we first of all say, between the four of us here in studio today, would we first of all say that there is a right fabrication when it comes to branding packaging, or is there any right or wrong, or is it actually just how you use it? What is not acceptable and what is acceptable? Let's start with that.
I don't know. I don't think there's a right or wrong. Okay. I think it's a brand way. It's your brand way. You have to find what works best for you.
When I say faux pas, like this wrong, means something like a paper, like a polythene. Polythene should not be used, honestly. I think polythene should just not be used. Are people still using polythene?
Well, I mean, I think it depends on how some people have, if they want to use polythene, they could express it very well too. They can have it well designed, well expressed. I think it all depends. I think there's so many ways. I think you have to research it and see what you, at least put some work into it. Don't just say polythene If you want to use polythene, I think you can deliberately use very good polythene, well designed. It doesn't have to be the polythene that we see. Now you can get polythene that almost feels like paper. It's really lovely to touch, you know. So I think, yeah, they are very hard to find things that you don't like. To say you can dismiss them, because there's so much growth in technology in everything, you know. It's just finding what, identifying your brand very well and how you want to express it. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm. And to continue maybe the topic, I would say that there is not a right or wrong material to use. There is a right or wrong way to deal with it.
You're
before
right.
Mm-hmm. To waste it. If you recycle it, it's okay. Mm-hmm. If you don't recycle it and waste it, and just waste it, possibly you're very wrong. So I think that Tiziana can tell us more for sure about this sustainability and
some
recycling.
Kind of, yes, and also kind of what are the new sort of nouveau ways that you're kind of seeing? It does not mean that's right or wrong. What are some of also the new ways that we are seeing really big, amazing brands taking this packaging to a whole new level? You know, that's, I think, is also of interest.
Yeah, it's very interesting and it's very actual. I mean, the argument, because, by the way, we have to think that we are talking about plastic. Plastic is a derivative from the petrol. So we are really very much attentive to this, to sustainability, to the environment. So we are always studying new products, new technologies, in order to have, and we have arrived in effect to a biodegradable hanger. So a material studied with a Germany institute, arriving to this biodegradable hanger. We are working with the ecological cotton. We are working with the ecological polybags. So we are really in a very, very big research in line with what we have to do, I mean, at all levels for the environment and for the world. So we have in effect this biodegradable hanger. That's sun. Talking about Europe, normally the more sensitive countries are the countries and in the north of Europe, because they are really behind us on that. So they are always utilizing them. Okay. Mm-hmm. So from one side, we are working on the material in order to offer regenerated cotton, recycled paper, and so. But also we are very strong and we are offering dedicated solution to our clients who need and want to make a recycling process to the hangers. Okay, so we are doing a lot of that. By the way, for instance, with USA, there is a huge market. There are huge volumes and numbers of hangers that are moving from Asia to USA, and so we have created a loop in order to recycle the hangers and having the hangers traveling around from USA to Hong Kong, to Asia, where hangers are produced, hanged again in the recycled hanger, and sent back to the USA. So there are, in many levels, we are working on that, because it's a fundamental point to consider as well.
That's great.
Liz.
Yes.
Liz, I want to ask you something as part of this general conversation, mm-hmm. In terms of packaging and brand image. Mm-hmm. Where do you feel, what's your position in terms of, you know, the merchandising, you know, the shop window merchandising. Where does that stand? Where is that positioned in terms of brand image? I do feel like it should be a part of how your brand is seen.
Yes.
In terms of how you package, how you merchandise it in your showroom or even online.
Yes. I was going to say to you, I'll speak as me, and then I'll speak obviously on behalf of African designers and kind of where I think they are. But I definitely know that when you look at, for example, a platform like SA Fashion Week, they're very hardcore when it comes to, and they set really hard lines, straight and direct, so you can't be confused. So I love the fact that even though they are hard on the brands out there, is basically do not bring your stuff without this. The branded hangers need to be branded properly. They need to look good. Even when we do trunk shows for SA Fashion Week, the rules are very hard, and that makes you, allows you as a brand to make sure that you fit in to almost like what we call the global standard. So the only thing I'll tell you for sure, and also for me, because I really care about aesthetics, even though I do it on a smaller scale, and it's very expensive, branding is not a cheap exercise here. And what happens is nothing is cheap, but it's not affordable. It's not the easiest thing to do consistently unless you understand the value of it and you understand the value of your brand and your brand positioning. So I think for me, the biggest thing is to be able to, one of the things I look forward to is to be able to start having access to sort of more affordable ways to brand, because I have to literally, personally, as a designer, I have to come up with my own tricks for my hangers. I have to come up with my own tricks for bags, because I can't do 1,000. I'm not doing 1,000 units at any given time of one size of bag. I'm not doing that. I'm doing a couple of boxes, but even the box. So it's not easy. But the one thing I'll tell you for sure is, as I speak on my behalf, and obviously I know a lot of African brands who are playing in this space, who are also very conscious and understand that, you know, with globalization being here and the fact that we also play on the same level as other brands globally, you have to set your house in order. So that's what it is. But it's not affordable. It's very expensive. And the units they require are so ridiculous. I really hope that we can set up some sort of infrastructure to be able to help set those numbers to a more affordable and, you know, brand-friendly sort of setup.
Tiziana, take note. Well, take note of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Tiziana can tell us more about how you feel about window merchandising for the brands, you know, in terms of how it affects the image.
Can I just go ahead. Tiziana, before you speak, I just want to say another thing is merchandisers I know merchandisers or I know of them, but when I look at some of the shops I'm stocked in, I'm like, oh my God, this is very, very bad. So there are good, I'm telling you, and unfortunately they don't use your hangers. They don't use your, there's stores that come, like I've got stores that I have worked with that stock me that I'm very happy with because we organically create a relationship and they understand the importance of my brand and what it means to me and how we want to position it and you work together. Then you've got the stores who just say, this is how we do it. So it's their way or the highway. And one of the stores I am so alarmed at, I can't even believe it. I can't talk about this one today. I will not call names or I'll not drop names, but the clothes are stuffed. Let's just start with the stuffing of the clothes. They're like sardines. They're stuffed like sardines. Like you need to go lift weights before you get into the store to start moving clothes to see what you actually want to consume. So forget about the hangers, which I don't like either.
What about the window mannequins?
The window mannequins are just quite basic. It is very basic. So I'm going to give you guys some homework to do. I'm going to ask you guys to go check out. I've got a friend of mine. His name is Sheldon. He's got a store called Naked Ape. And when you talk about merchandising and packaging, oh my God, this boy has got it on fire. I mean, he's taken it to a whole new level. You look at his mannequins, which were specifically customized so that he could have them jumping and doing things he would do. But just the energy, the fire, the merchandising, the way the racks, the hangers, the everything is just on a whole different global class. So there are people who get it, but there's many majority just don't get it yet. We have to talk to these shops. Edgy, please, Francisca, Tiziana, come down here. Let's have a workshop. Come to Africa, so please. Let's have this workshop.
Tiziana, let us know.
Yeah, can I talk?
Yes.
So yes, please.
I listen to all of you. What I think is, first of all, for me, fashion is something very, very creative. It's a dream. It's a dream of someone, should be at least. A dream of someone that wants to express something, that want to show and display his creation. Starting from that, and then, by the way, we go on the big numbers and big volumes and stores where things are displayed as sardines, as it was mentioned before. And this is really the worst thing that I think a brand can do, because if I enter in a store and I have to stay there 1 hour to try to see something, I will immediately get out. So it's something that I also communicate to the to a client, to a brand, if it is the case, okay? But then, I mean, you don't need to spend a fortune to display the things as you want to, as to transmit what you want to transmit. We are also working with a shop. I'm also serving a single boutique. We are very flexible on the quantity, and we really want to serve everything, because our mission is really to help the brand to display at the best. Okay, with all what we can offer. But I can work with a small boutique as much as I can work with the main retail brand in Europe or in the world, let's say. So we want to be flexible. And what I want to say as well is that everyone has a budget to dedicate to the merchandising and to display and to accessory and so on and to the packaging. But we can achieve, we can really make something according to the budget to help him to transmit his message, I mean, to transmit his brand identity. And I think, I mean, this is my mission and this is the part that I love of my job. I mean, talking and let understand it is not necessary to spend a fortune to display properly something or to transmit or to identify your brand.
Isn't it challenging for you? Challenging for you to manage a low
budget? For sure, it is challenging. But I think that is the way to survive in the market nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Guys,
I mean, what do you advise?
Not my one, but for the brand. I mean, what I'm communicating and what I'm trying to to forward and to transmit when I'm talking to a brand, small, medium, big, or well, big doesn't know me to tell him, but a small one, that they have to differentiate. Differentiation is what is fundamental, I think, nowadays. If you have your online, if you want to create something, if you are introducing yourself in the market, what you have to focus on is to, you know, find your space, find your image, or I mean, you have an image and you have to transmit this.
Thank you so much, Tiziana. So much input we're getting today. Francisca, for you, for those who are tuned in as well, what would be your parting shots around this conversation around packaging today?
I have another small question for Tiziana, if you allow me to do this. Please.
Okay, we are running out of time, but yeah, okay.
May I?
Yes, please.
Between hangers, boxes, and bags, with a very redacted budget, what would you suggest to have necessarily to a young new designer?
Hanger and bags.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks to you.
Thank you. Francisca, what would be your parting shots to those who are tuned in around packaging?
I think that the emotional part is fundamental. I think that packaging has to be also a small stripe with a design hanging. But it's important to have my hand, to have my signature somewhere. This is my
thank you, Francisca. And Edgy, what are your parting shots today?
So I would say, in terms of packaging, because it's a reflection of your design vision, it complements your vision. I think it's something that you must take very seriously and make sure that it really does complement your vision, your design vision.
Thank you. It's great. I mean, for everyone who's tuned in, you've heard it all from our experts, and for, you know, just the conversation. And I hope that you can continue these conversations with us further on www.fashionlabafrica.com. Now, we want to go straight into, before we go into who would you want to dress and why, Tiziana, could you just share with our listeners how they can connect with you, whatever platform or whatever website you have?
Well, they can contact me in my LinkedIn profile,
which is
Tiziana Menaspa.
Okay. So thank you for that. Okay. So thank you anyway for joining us. We really appreciate your time in and your feedback and your input. And Edgy, thank you always. It's great to also hear from you with your echoes from New York. Francisca, it's fantastic to also hear from you with your echoes from Europe. Now let's go straight into my special segment. Who would you want to dress and why? Don't you guys love it how it just pops?
And what about the wine?
We'll drink that wine next week, Francisca. Let's stay focused. and because you're asking about the wine, we're going to start with you. Who would you want to dress and why?
I will take a Porto next time.
Ah, nice. Porto, nice. A nice vintage Porto. I'll join you on that one. But who would you want to dress and why?
I would like to dress the Mariana Barbosa, that is an influent trendsetter here in Portugal. And she's a very bright person. She's I like a lot her image, and I would like to add more light to the light she already has.
Nice. Tiziana, who would you want to dress and why today, given the opportunity?
Well, today I would like to dress Zadig & Voltaire, which is a French brand that I like very much, because it combines some, let's say, romantic silky dresses to something more rock, you know, with some rock details, such as boots or in a... It's very nice. I love it. Yeah. And for the night, I love Giambattista Valli in this moment.
Okay, fantastic.
Now, Yeah.
Now, Edgy, who would you want to dress and why? Besides all of us today, please. Besides you and
today,
us.
Today I have like a really important thing for me. I don't know. I know you guys don't hear the news in the US, but there's so much of this sexual stuff going on in terms of like the big guys.
Edgy, why do you think we don't listen to news? Hold on. Edgy, why do you think we don't listen to news, Baba? CNN is global. BBC is global.
I do believe you guys, Gary, but it's really like... So today I would love women to just wear what they wear because... Fashion has, I mean, dress is power, you know, however you express yourself without, yeah. I just want women to be able to express themselves without fear of being objectified, because I do feel like dress is such a powerful thing, and I don't feel like anybody has a right to decide how you dress, and, you know, and how you dress shouldn't necessarily make people feel a certain way, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so very nice,
that's,
Edgy.
That's how I feel today.
That's one of our best. Who would you want to dress from, Edgy? Anyway, for me today, I want to dress the whole. Yes, I want to dress the whole group of everybody running for a seat on the Kenyan election, because when I look at these people running around with their half-looking dress, things just look different. The guys have all these big Donald Trump ties, and then they've got like all these oversized suits. And I'm just like, where is Bespoke in that area of politics? Please, 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 for anyone who's listening who can hook me up, please help me dress you via Edgy, please. So you can look good, at least you might get more votes, you know? Otherwise, for those who are tuned in today, this is where we come to the end of our show. It's really been a great topic where we've just been focusing on brand identity and image through product packaging. I think my parting shots today is to become different. You have to. It's important for any of you businesses or brands out there to actually stand out in every creation or in every creative way. For those who are tuned in, it is time for us to say goodbye. And for our beautiful guests in studio, Tiziana, Edgy Benson, Francisca Marzilli, we thank you so much for joining us. Until next week, it is peace and love. Peace and love.
Fashion Lab on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.